WTAW News Time is 8:04, 63 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The agenda for next Tuesday night's meeting of the Bryan City Council is dominated by the ongoing requests of two members for more information about the city's involvement in the traditions development. There will also be a presentation by an outside CPA firm on what's been spent. Mayor Jason Bayinski on WTAW's The Infomaniacs doubts the audit report will mean anything to those questioning those money that the city spent.
It'll continue to go on and on and on, and our job as elected officials are to do all we can to make the city of Bryan better and to present it in the best light as possible, not to burn it down. And I think you've got some people that want to burn down the city, and quite frankly, I get tired of it.
Mike Sutherland says it's his responsibility as a council member to get the information, something he says the mayor hasn't done.
The mayor never puts any agenda items on the agenda. I don't really think he's in touch with the people and what the people want, because the people have asked me. As a matter of fact, I went to lunch a while ago, and somebody told me, Mike, you got to get that information on traditions. We want to know what it is.
Sutherland and Rafael Pena have asked the council to tell the city manager to provide 9 years of financial information about traditions by May 10th. College Station police responded to a call yesterday morning about a suspicious package in front of the PetSmart store on University Drive. Lieutenant Steve Brock says none of the neighboring businesses recognized the suitcase.
So they checked surveillance camera video to see if they could pick up anybody dropping it off in the middle of the night or anything like that, and there was nothing that showed there. So as a precaution, we called our bomb squad. They came out, took an x-ray of the suitcase. It was empty.
Brock says the parking lot was blocked off during the investigation, and businesses in that strip center were required to delay opening for 45 minutes. Bryan police responded to multiple calls Wednesday night reporting gunfire at the April Court townhomes on Carter Creek Parkway. Officer Kelly McKeithen says a man was shot in his apartment.
When officers arrived, they provided medical treatment until the medical personnel arrived, and that victim was transported to St. Joseph's, where he later died from his injuries.
The man who was shot was identified as Louis Ibarra of Bryan. A second victim who was related to Ibarra was assaulted outside the apartment but did not receive medical treatment. Anyone with additional information about the shooting is asked to call BPD or Brazos County Crime Stoppers. This week, the U.S. House of Representatives passed six bills aimed at increasing accountability at the Internal Revenue Service. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan described the package as a bad week for the IRS.
The IRS can't use taxpayer money to target groups of any ideology. The next thing is they can't pay bonuses until they get their customer service metrics up to an acceptable number. And that if they owe taxes, they can't hire people that owe taxes.
Flores says he continues to push for an overhaul of what he calls a complicated and cumbersome federal tax code. A week from Sunday, you can visit any and all of the 1,100 lemonade stands that will be set up in the Twin Cities for the 7th Annual Lemonade Day event. Director Hallie Gammon says registration is still open for young people interested in learning how to run a business.
Our goal for this year is $12.50, and we're hoping to knock out the last one Saturday at Earth Day at the Wolfpen Creek Amphitheater.
And 10 of the area children will be showcasing their lemonade recipes this Sunday as celebrity judges choose the best tasting, most unique recipe, and best presentation. Sunday's contest is from 2:30 until 4:30 outside Blue Baker on University. Blue Baker is also accepting pre-orders for lemon cookies, which will be sold next week to benefit the local Lemonade Day program. WTAW News Time is 8:08. It's 63 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More local news coming up at 8:30 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If you work for a living and think you're the best at your chosen profession, here's your chance to prove it. Nominations are now open for the 16th year of Best of the Brazos Valley. We're currently accepting nominations in categories for the best in services, places, and food in the Brazos Valley. To nominate your business or your favorite business, go to bestofthebrazos.com. Don't miss your chance to be listed on the ballot. Go to bestofthebrazos.com. That's bestofthebrazos.com.
Hey, hon.
Hey.
What you doing over there?
Just checking out new cars.
Cool, but no sedans, okay? A guy like me needs something with some oomph.
Okay, how about this one then? It's got 178 horsepower, paddle shifters, sport mesh front grille.
Okay, you had me at paddle shifters, go on.
Dual chrome tipped exhaust, 18-inch alloy wheels, sport leather trimmed seats, aggressive styling.
Aggressive, now that's my kind of car. What is it?
Yeah, it's the 2016 Camry.
Wait, that's a...
Sedan? Yeah.
You're really enjoying this.
More than you know.
The 2016 Toyota Camry. Styling, power, performance, and handling that really surprises. Right now, qualified lessees can lease a new 2016 Camry LE for only $199 a month for 36 months with $1,999 due at signing. Toyota, let's go places. See packages and options at toyota.com for feature availability. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states and M5216.
Does your swimming pool need some work? Now is the time to do it, and The Pool Guy can help. The Pool Guy offers pool renovations, including replastering, retile, recoping, and more. Service and repairs, weekly swimming pool maintenance, and parts, equipment, and chemical sales. With over 30 years' experience, The Pool Guy offers superior service, a full staff of qualified and friendly technicians, and quality products to fill your every need. Whether it is time to overhaul your swimming pool or you just need some supplies, call The Pool Guy today.
Call 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
Oh, let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Called Skyline Communications at 775-2929. Here we go. No, wait, hang on. All right, now here we go.
We'll see sunshine and scattered clouds across the region during today. Upper 70s, low 80s during this afternoon. Tonight clear and back down in the upper 50s. Great day to start the weekend on Saturday, mostly sunny. And 80 to 85. A few clouds and milder at night in the 60s. Then we'll throw in some afternoon showers and thunderstorms on Sunday. Sunday's weather, more clouds than sun, 75 to 80. This is meteorologist Gary Best for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So, some Jay Sokol here from the City College Station. How are you today?
Hey, doing fine.
Good. Today is kind of an interesting day. I don't know if you know that. The Olympic flame has now begun its long journey from Greece to Brazil for the Olympics. You know.
Okay.
They
yeah.
do that. I guess they keep it over there in a flame vault. I'm not sure. But, I mean, do you remember when that guy who we both know carried the Olympic flame?
Yeah, I believe so.
Carried it?
What?
Jay carried it?
Oh, yeah. Did you carry
yeah,
it?
I carried it too.
No.
It was Chip and then it was me.
Oh, I didn't know that.
No, there was a news person, another one, Denise Wolfer Fisher.
Oh, okay. All right.
And we each had thirds to hand off, and she way overshot hers, and I only got to carry it about 10 steps. I don't even think I carried it long enough for my family to get a picture of me.
Huh.
I kept grabbing it away from her. Finally, I tripped her and pushed her down and got it. So it worked. And of course, all in the Olympic spirit.
Of course.
Now, when I got it,
yeah.
You know, I ran however far it was, and there was like a little minivan in front of me, sort of a pace car type thing.
Yeah.
And so they grabbed it from me, and they kind of did this. And they,
what?
And they blew it out, threw it in the back of the van, shut the door, and drove off. I thought, that's not how this is supposed to work.
Wait a minute. This is an expose.
It's purely symbolic.
This is an expose. You know, this is how sad this is that we did a remote.
Really?
We were right there at the front of the system building. Red Cashin and I did the broadcast.
Were you saying, you know, from your left to right on your radio dial?
Exactly.
Is that what you were saying?
Yeah, he was like the color commentator, yeah. Well, we did.
Well, that's kind of like doing tennis on the radio.
Yeah, what year was that?
Oh.
80?
80, okay. Yeah, long time ago. Anyhow.
It was either 80 or 84.
Okay. Well, good. I was calling you because I knew you. I apologize. I guess I never knew that you have the
torch carrier right there.
Oh, wow.
Did I hand off to you, Jay?
Now that you're throwing a year out there, you and I did that, but that was a different year.
It was?
Yeah, I wasn't here that far back, so
okay.
that was somewhat later. So maybe you did this a couple of times.
Well, maybe I did, actually.
Well, that obviously it's a high point in your life. Okay, well, thanks.
Well,
yeah.
You know, they asked me, remember the year Ali lit the torch in Atlanta?
Yeah.
I was supposed to, and had other things.
Had
going
a fishing
on.
Trip and
yeah,
Cabo. Yeah. Thanks. All right, bye. All right. Well, there. So, what do you think, guys? We're in the presence of greatness here, aren't we? They're not listening.
That's the silence you get from that statement. Yeah,
I am excited to be part of this today.
Yeah, I was. You know, I've been saving Earth Day stuff all day. I really have.
Have you?
Yeah, because I knew that we were going to do, you know, Earth Day stuff this morning. Earth Day is the day that we help make the Earth a better planet. You know, everywhere you look today, you'll see fewer people driving their cars because they don't have jobs to go to.
Oh.
Big day for Al Gore. He's a huge environmentalist. In fact,
where's he flying to for Earth Day?
That's why he became vice president. Yeah. He knows how to conserve energy.
Him and Leo.
You know, the recycling capital of the world is Los Angeles.
Okay.
Police Academy 15, Saw 6.
Oh.
Thank you. Everyone says we have have to save the environment and protect the planet to prevent global warming. Nice thing about global warming is it's hot all the time. Did you know that if you didn't flush the toilet just one, or if you flush the toilet one fewer time per day, we would save 1 billion gallons of water a day, according to the Texas Water Foundation?
Don't we live in America so that we can flush the toilet every time?
Well, I don't know.
We live in America so the water flushes clockwise.
Yes, we do.
All right. Yeah. And cold kills 20 times more people than heat, so.
See what I have to deal with all? I have to deal with this all the time. These guys are just so not Earth-friendly.
We should welcome the warming.
Oh, okay. Roll in the dirt.
I spent a week in a place where you couldn't flush the toilet paper because the plumbing wasn't that great.
Whoa! Okay. Whoa. On purpose, or did the car break down?
No. It was in Costa Rica. Yeah. Apparently the plumbing just isn't that impactful. So.
All right, there you go. So we're going to talk Earth Day here.
Huh? We are. My guest today is Heather Woolwine. It's College Station's queen of all things earthy and recyclable.
Earthy and recyclable. How are you today?
I'm really good. How are you?
Good. You know, it's interesting because these two cities have taken kind of different approaches. Both want to recycle, but, you know, and Bryan is kind of a do-it-yourself, and they've got a central place. College Station really has taken it now. I guess, when did you drop the blue containers out?
We did December through January.
Okay, and so that's out there now, and I don't know, I know there was some confusion in the beginning, necessarily, as you would expect, but how's that program going?
It's been a really smooth transition. Of course, there were some that opted out, and that's okay, and we still have some that continue to do so, and we expect that to still continue a little bit, but it's going really well. People are adapting to the schedule. They've got their magnets to remind them, every other week collection, and mm-hmm. It's been really exciting.
Good. Excellent. So what are you doing as far as celebration of Earth Day in College Station?
So we've got Brazos Valley Earth Day, and that's the Brazos Valley adaptation of the National Earth Day celebration. Mm-hmm. So we are just celebrating everything that is Earth-friendly about the Brazos Valley.
Ah, very good. Okay. Yeah. So anything that, is there like a get-together or some sort of a ceremony or anything?
There is. We're at Wolfpen Creek mm-hmm. tomorrow from 11 to 3. We've got 60 exhibitors that will have demonstrations and handouts and just various types of activities. The Texas Master Naturalist will be out there. The City of College Station Parks booth will have a booth out there as well to talk about the parks as well as the butterfly campaign. So a lot of really neat activities.
Yeah.
Really
Am I right in saying it's getting easier to do because younger people have kind of been exposed to this their entire life?
I think so. Yeah. And that is really what makes it really exciting because people come out and it's not as hard to educate and it actually is a celebration.
Yeah. I was looking at a story. We didn't do it on the show, but people were looking for ways to dispose of their computers, if they decided to get new equipment or whatever. And it made me think we're really fortunate here because we have a couple of opportunities where you take all that off our hands.
Absolutely. So Twin X Landfill will also have a booth out there as well, and they are one of our hosting partners. And they will give information about the Household Hazardous Waste Collection, which is the following weekend, April 30th, from 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the University Services Complex, which is just past Veterans Park on Harvey Road.
Okay. And you've got a website or a place where the list is if this is a first-time event for people so they'll know?
Yes. It's www.twinxlandfill.com/HHW.
Okay. Well, we're going to have our donuts and biodegradable napkins on plates today in celebration of that. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
What else you got for us?
We've got a lunch and learn scheduled for Friday, May 6th. This is a collaboration among City of College Station, the Small Business Development Center, the Brazos Valley COG. And so what we've got is an event where you can hear about a variety of opportunities to assist in small business development. So folks will be there from the state, the region, and obviously locally. So again, that's put on by City of College Station and other local partners. If you're interested in this Friday, May 6th event, why don't you give our folks at at the City Oak College Station Community Services a shout. You can actually RSVP to a gentleman named Brian Piskacic. And because I don't want to go through spelling his name
right now.
Why don't you call our office at 764-3445, and we'll redirect you to Brian and tell you how you can get scheduled for this Lunch and Learn.
Okay, while he works on his name change. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
That's right.
All right, because there are so many ways to spell Brian, right?
Well, yes, yeah, that's okay. The problem, clearly.
All right, there you go. It's Jay Silk from the City of College Station. It's our community segment. It's brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Van Dyke Rankin Insurance would like to highlight Gary and Francis Spivey for their overwhelming support of the community. Since 2010, the Freedom Roof Project has provided local families in need with the cost of roof replacement. Selfless giving and local community service shown by Gary and Francis help make Bryan College Station a great place to live. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance recognizes Gary and Francis Spivey for making a deep and lasting impact on the quality of life in our community.
Hello, Rusty Skinner here. Allen Honda is expanding to better serve our customers. Even though we're under construction, we still have great deals going on, like the Honda Dream Garage Sales Event. For the month of April, we are offering our great Honda lineup with these outstanding lease options. The Civic Sedan starting at $179 per month, the Accord Sedan starting at $199 per month, and the CR-V starting at $229 per month. Come see us today. Allen Honda, your one-stop shopping place.
Does your swimming pool need some work? Now is the time to do it, and the Pool Guy can help. The Pool Guy offers pool renovations, including replastering, retile, recoping, and more. Service and repairs, weekly swimming pool maintenance, and parts, equipment, and chemical sales. With over 30 years' experience, the Pool Guy offers superior service, a full staff of qualified and friendly technicians, and quality products to fill your every need. Whether it is time to overhaul your swimming pool or you just need some supplies, call the Pool Guy today.
Call 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
News Talk 1620 WTAW 821. Always things going on at Messina Hoff. But this is really kind of a special weekend coming up, that's for sure. And they've got lots of activities, and Savannah's here to talk about it. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Wine and Roses has been something that, gosh, they've been doing for decades at Messina Hoff, and it seems to get bigger and better every year.
Yep, this is our 32nd year. Wow. So it's really exciting. And yeah, this year we've added live music, Brandon Ryder, Parker Heights. We have our local vendors, wine slushies, all kinds of things.
Well, and the other thing is they're also kind of different ticketed events that you want to do. If you want to take in the whole thing, you can do that. If you want to do just bits and pieces. So kind of give us an opportunity, idea what our ticketing opportunities are there.
Yeah, so and ticket sales do end at 5 p.m. today.
Okay.
So just
yeah,
keep that
so you
in
know.
Mind.
Okay.
But we have our chocolate lovers package, which has a wine and chocolate pairing. There's a steak dinner. So if you just want to come and eat some great steak, then mm-hmm. you can do that. We have our grape stomp competition, which that benefits the Arts Council, so that's lots of fun. We also just recently added an interactive art class.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's really just all kinds of stuff.
Now, for instance, if you want to do the steak dinner, that's, again, kind of a come-and-go deal. Starts at 4 o'clock in the afternoon and it'll serve until 7. But that's a limited ticket event, too. People need to be aware of that, I guess.
Right, and last time I checked, we had probably 10 tickets left.
Okay.
So if you want that, go online now.
Okay, yeah, you better do that. And now, is the Grape Stomp competition still open if you want to put throw a team together today and do that?
Yes, so you can still participate in the Grape Stomp. And, I mean, that's just such a good cause. So
yeah, sure.
We're really excited about that. We'll also have the Brazos Valley This Morning team from KBTX out to host.
Oh, great.
So that's
yeah.
exciting, too.
Yeah, very good. Well, and again, we already know the weather's going to be spectacular. It's going to be ideal weather tomorrow for this, and so that's kind of fun. It all kicks off at 11 o'clock and goes until 10. And one more time, the presale tickets end at 5 o'clock today. If they want to do that, how do they go
yeah,
about
it? So you can go online to messinahoff.com/wineandroses. That'd be the easiest way.
Mm-hmm.
But you can also call us at 979-778-9463, extension 234.
Okay. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you.
Yep. News Talk 1620 WTAW, it's 824.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. A swing and a miss for consumer brands trying to jump into the tributes for Prince on social media. General Mills Cheerios account posted a tweet of a purple banner reading, "Rest in peace," with a Cheerio dotting the I. Some people found the tweet to be in poor taste, and the company deleted it. 3M, another company based in Prince's home state of Minnesota, also tweeted out a tribute by changing its logo to purple and adding a teardrop. Some thought the musician would not approve. Some jobs that are being lost in the oil industry are moving over to solar. Today's Wall Street Journal notes that plunging oil and gas has generated more than 84,000 pink slips in Texas. But many rig hands, pipe fitters, and engineers are finding a surprising alternative in solar. The solar sector expected to add 30,000 jobs this year. If you make it to 100, you'll have lots of company. A new report from the Pew Research Center says the number of centenarians will grow from 451,000 last year to over 3.6 million in 2050. That's your money now.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyzed my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL.
Well, it's a big weekend. I don't know if you've heard or not. HBO's got a free weekend. And so if you're on Suddenlink but you don't have HBO, you get a chance to sample that and decide if that's something that you want to add to the lineup that you have. You know, one of the things that you find is more and more you're using your internet, whether it's wired in or it's wireless. And broadband internet is what everybody has and everybody expects to have capacity. Well, sometimes, especially if you're using phone company stuff, you're not going to get the capacity that you want. Suddenlink's base speeds are double the FCC's definition of broadband. And, of course, you know we have speeds up to 1 gig available in Bryan College Station. So this is a great time, if you haven't done it, to make the switch during the Switch and Shout event. When you switch, you get SL200 HDTV, 50 meg internet, and phone for just $69 a month. Once you've made the switch, you buy two, you get the third one for only $69 a month. So that's three internet services, only $69 a month when you make the switch to Suddenlink. Don't wait. Give them a call, 877-694-9474 today, or visit suddenlink.com for more information.
Kim Commando here. Everyone knows about cutting the cable. To most people, it means shutting down their cable TV and satellite subscriptions. But the real cable, the one that brings in the internet with Netflix, YouTube, and all the others, has remained intact until now. For the first time, Americans are moving away from wired internet service, and they're turning to smartphone data plans. This is a watershed moment. It's the secret that internet service providers don't want you to know. But think for a moment. How many ads have you seen and heard promising that your cable or telephone company won't increase your costs if you'll just sign up for 2 or 3 years? They're not doing this to be friendly. Imagine a car dealership promising next year's models will cost the same as last year's. Smart shoppers should now negotiate for deals less than the published cost. Compared wired broadband to wireless broadband and find the best deal for you and your family. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's KOMANDO. All right, let me ask you a question. What's on your list of fun things to do this weekend? I'm guessing that it doesn't include backing up your computer files. Well, backup is never on my to-do list because I have Carbonite. Carbonite backs up your files to the cloud whenever you're connected to the internet, and they do it automatically and securely, so you don't even need to think about it. And since your backed up files will be safely in the cloud, this is so cool, you can access them on any computer or on your smartphone or tablet with a free Carbonite app. You know, I've been a Carbonite customer for many years, and I wouldn't recommend it to you unless I knew it was the best. I trust Carbonite with all my irreplaceable files, and so can you. Just be sure to use my name, Kim, because you're going to save 30% off Carbonite Cloud Backup, plus get 2 free bonus months when you buy a subscription. So hurry up and go to Carbonite.com before it's too late, and be sure to use offer code Kim. That's Carbonite.com, offer code Kim.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com for the Kubota dealer nearest you.
Hallmark
Fabric Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
Methane spotters from Mars. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. On other planets, the presence of methane might indicate the presence of life. That's one reason scientists developed a super-sensitive instrument called the Open Path Laser Spectrometer, or OPLS, to look for methane on Mars. Now, scientists at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory have brought this technology down to Earth to help find methane leaks in natural gas tanks and pipelines. Lance Christensen is leading the effort.
Because they're small, they can be deployed on small aerial robots, and that gives us this flexibility of a 24/7 operating, relatively low-cost monitoring network.
Christensen says beyond looking for natural gas leaks, the sensors could help scientists better understand changes in methane levels and the gas's distribution in Earth's atmosphere. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
WTAW News Time is 8:30. It's 66 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. Next Tuesday's Bryan City Council meeting includes multiple items regarding the long-discussed involvement by the city in the Traditions development. Mayor Jason Mayensky on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says city staff has been negatively affected by repeated requests for information by other members of the council.
I think we've beat a dead horse to death in regards to the Traditions deal. We've given Councilmember Sutherland the numbers time and time again. You know, we pay our staff good money to oversee the city of Bryan, to look into all these issues that we talk about day in and day out. And it's been silent. They've been distracted, harassed, in my opinion, over some of the same issues time and time again.
The response from Councilman Mike Sutherland when he was asked by WTAW News about making multiple requests to city staff for information.
I don't see how that's possible because as a council member, you have to have information to make decisions on the things that come before us. And when there's a question about something, you need to ask questions about it. As a matter of fact, I've been very careful not to ask frequently about this Traditions project because I know it's a problem for them.
Tuesday night, Sutherland and Rafael Pena are asking the council to direct the city manager to provide by May 10th 9 years of financial information related to Traditions. The agenda also includes an outside CPA firm presenting a report on what's been spent on the development. Bryan police are looking for three men accused of killing one man and injuring a second. Officer Kelly McKeithen says 26-year-old Louis Ibarra of Bryan died after being shot in his apartment Wednesday night at the April Court Townhomes on Carter Creek Parkway.
During that preliminary investigation, another victim was located, and he is related to the shooting victim, and he advised that he was physically assaulted outside of the apartment, and then those suspects approached the apartment where some gunshots were discharged, and the victim was shot inside of his apartment.
McKeithen says the relative, who she did not identify, did not receive medical treatment. Witnesses told officers three black men wearing all black clothes were involved in what's being investigated as a murder that does not appear to be a random act. Anyone with additional information is asked to call BPD or Brazos County Crime Stoppers. Business at the College Station PetSmart and neighboring stores was delayed for 45 minutes yesterday due to a report of a suspicious package.
About 8:30 this morning, the manager of PetSmart arrived to go to work, and as he was entering the building, he saw a suitcase that was to the side of the doors. Didn't recognize it. It was a bit suspicious. So he called it in, which is the right thing to do.
College Station Police Lieutenant Steve Brock says neighboring businesses did not recognize the suitcase, so as a precaution, the bomb squad was called in. Members of the team were able to investigate the package and determine there was nothing inside. Brock says there is no danger to the public. Thanks to the Republican and Democratic National Conventions, Congress is looking to get a lot done in less than 3 months. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says there's progress in both chambers on the next federal budget.
I've been concerned about that, and that's been one of the reasons we've been arguing over the budget numbers, is
whether or not there would be a real appropriations process. And believe it or not, the Senate is proving me wrong. They are starting markups on their appropriations bills that provide some confidence that we can do what I'd call a regular order appropriations process instead of a last-minute rush in September.
Flores is also hopeful major parts of the government are resolved first, such as defense and the Veterans Administration, and after that, pass smaller continuing resolutions. After Governor Abbott was unsuccessful in keeping Syrian refugees from resettling in Texas, state lawmakers are trying to find ways to lighten the state's burden in the federal program. Brazos County State Senator Charles Schwertner questioned state refugee coordinator Cecily Young about the way the state can become more involved.
The state of Texas does not license resettlement agencies either, correct?
That's correct.
We license child placement agencies, but not resettlement agencies, which have a very vulnerable population as well.
Schwertner, who chairs the Senate committee dealing with the issue, says the state should have a refugee resettlement program, but he doesn't have assurances the federal government is doing enough to vet the Syrians being resettled here. The board of the Research Valley Partnership Economic Development Organization has added the position of senior vice president to its staff. Hired as what the RVP board calls their second in command is former Blinn College Bryan campus president Sylvia McMullen. The new position includes being the RVP's lead with the community, university, and industry contacts. McMullen, who spent the last 2.5 years at Blinn, starts her new position May 2nd. 1,100 young business people in the Twin Cities are signed up so far to have lemonade stands in the 7th annual Lemonade Day event. Director Hallie Gammon says registration continues online at lemonadedaybcs.com and in person tomorrow during the Earth Day event at Wolfpin Creek Park in College Station. While Lemonade Day is May 1st, this Sunday is the annual Best Tasting Lemonade Contest.
We have 10 stands who are coming to showcase their lemonade recipe and compete to be crowned the Best Tasting Lemonade for this year's Lemonade Day. We have judges from the cities of Bryan and College Station, from both school districts, and from Blue Baker, who is our contest sponsor.
Sunday's contest is from 2:30 until 4:30 outside the Blue Baker on University around the fountain. Blue Baker is also accepting pre-orders for lemon cookies, which will be sold next week to benefit the local Lemonade Day program. WTAW News Time is 8:36. It's 66 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This look at news brought to you by Awards and More. More news today at noon or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Seinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Cherry Rufino from Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, bringing you your 2015 housing market update. Average sales price, $215,000, up 6%. Average days on the market, 65 days from 125. Currently, we have 75 days of inventory available. Call us, Agtown Realtors, for a free market evaluation, 979-846-8400. Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, the trusted source of innovative real estate solutions, creating exceptional experiences for all we serve.
Let's do some weather. What do you think, huh? Yeah. It's brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com. 81 for a high temperature today. Winds out of the north shouldn't be too bad. Low temperature tonight, about 59. Tomorrow, 82 with sunshine. Slight chance of showers on Sunday. But we'll be in the 80s all next week. It's 62 right now.
Actually, you're going to be in the 60s all day next week. I'm just letting you know. Thank you. Okay. And don't you worry about today's high, because when you dialed my number, yeah, that's where you found it. Yay.
Can you tell he just got back from being around a bunch of radio pond scum?
Oh, man.
I think he just intimated he was high.
Yeah. No. Okay. I'm just high on life.
All right.
I'm just saying.
Right. Now, first of all, congratulations of some 1,500 radio stations in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
You're the general manager of the only station in Texas that has won 2 Crystal Awards.
You know, and Texas is sort of conspicuous by its absence in many of these nominations, because I looked, and this year it was us. You know, you're looking down through Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Yeah.
The city had three stations.
They did, didn't they?
And you look at, they have kind of a list, you know, broken down by state. And when you get to Texas, you expect to see more than one line.
You
but
do.
There we were, yeah, baby.
That's all right. You win.
But it was, you know, it's a tough house. It absolutely is. Some of these stations, you know, that we're up against, they do some pretty spectacular things also.
And for the non-industry insiders, what does the Crystal Award award or recognize?
Darn, I should have asked.
Yeah, you should have. Yeah.
It is for year-round. The NAB Crystal Radio Awards recognize stations for their year-round commitment to community service.
Wow.
Dedication to providing responsive individual service to the cities, counties, and towns they serve. There you have it.
In shorthand, it is doing what local radio is supposed to do.
Yeah.
And, that's basically it.
And, well, there is also the component of doing it well.
Yeah, okay. Now, the other thing is Ben is a member of a secret society where he gets to put a medallion around his neck.
Do you want me to
neck.
Come down to your studio for a moment? Can you kill that much time, or you want me to just...
Yeah, we probably need to keep this off the cell phone if it's secret.
Yeah, that's true.
Well,
yeah,
it is
okay.
Kind of, yeah.
All right, yeah, all right. Well, if you know how to get here, just follow the hallway. Okay, thank you. Well, there are a lot of stations, you know.
Hi, I'm Cody Hall, Aggie owner and operator of Brazos Moving and Storage. It's time to get the clutter out of your home. Brazos Moving and Storage has you covered. Your one-stop shop for moving, self-storage, and truck rental needs. We have RV, boat, and climate control storage. Rent now with $0 move-in, no deposit, and 1 month free. Our brand new storage location is on Highway 6 in front of the Texas World Speedway. Stop by for a free quote, call 979-776-1800, or go online to BrazosMovingAndStorage.com. Brazos Moving and Storage, always faster and cheaper, guaranteed.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-through and same-day, in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
841, Ben has now moved into the studio for better audio quality.
You've seen the picture of me in my cult uniform, right?
No, I don't think I have.
I haven't seen it.
He looks like a druid. It's really kind of interesting.
No. We wear real clothes, but it does have that $2,000 solid gold medallion that they give you. You don't get to keep that medallion.
No
siree. They have a little velvet box they put them in, and not touching each other, of course.
Yes.
They have individual spaces. And then they haul those babies back to New York and keep them in a vault.
All right, now, when a member passes, what happens to that medallion?
We are guaranteed eternal life.
Very good.
If something does go wrong and you do happen to pass from this veil of tears,
yes,
your family can request your medallion be sent to you.
Right.
Got these. The name badge is gold too. I mean, it's nice.
Now here's the deal, nice. Though. It's only about, you know, it's an intimate crowd, and you get to.
It's about 90 of us.
Yeah, shake and howdy, and one of your good friends from a former meeting made the news this week. When asked about the opportunity to have another reunion between Simon and Garfunkel, Art Garfunkel said, "No way." He said, "Paul's an idiot and a jerk." So
yeah, they don't get along. I think Garfunkel last said he created a monster when he created Paul Simon.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know it was that catty between them.
Oh, it's worse.
Well, and then this year, a guy who's pretty cool, Graham Nash.
Graham Nash of Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young.
And the Hollies before that.
Or as they say on the RDS display, Crosby, Stills, Nash.
Oh, very nice. Just almost got it right.
Almost got enough letters out.
Well.
Almost got enough letters on the display.
So,
for that.
And I understand you got to actually meet Kim Komando.
Kim Komando and I have bonded.
Wow.
Kim Komando spoke strange words to me. I said, would you mind if I took a picture with you? Mm-hmm. And she said, what's your name? And I said, Ben Downs. And she said, no, really. What's your... I said... I said, no, ma'am, it's just my mother didn't say it aloud before she named me. And so anyway, but Kim Komando actually said, go ahead, put your arm around me.
Yeah.
Well, her husband's standing there, too, so I figure, okay. You know, my wife, lovely Lily, standing about running the camera. And,
yeah.
But she's...
And Ben has kind of had, like, a semi-crush on her for a long time. So for her to say that was probably...
Well, it wasn't the high point of my life, but it was nice of her. It was nice of her to do that.
So how much does her eye twitch when the titular head of your flagship station still runs Windows XP?
He didn't tell.
I'm not going to tell her right. that.
No, not
Why
at all.
Why would I... Why in a million years would I tell
you? All right, I want to shift gears with you while you're here. Okay,
so we had at the meeting at the cult meeting that we had Graham Nash and we had Amanda Bloom from Crazy Ex-Girlfriend,
right?
And then we had Rev Run of Run DMC was there, and then we had the guy and I'm so sorry because I actually Stephen
Cropper.
Thank you. I had a had a nice long chat with him. You don't know who Stephen Cropper is, do you? But I will tell you, he's the guy who played with Otis Redding on Sitting on the Dock of the Bay, and he and lots of other stuff. I mean, he played for Booker T. He played with Ringo Starr. He said Ringo never played the drums by himself. There was always a backup drummer nearby as well, so that they played at the same time. So that if he decided to get up and walk off, the drum would continue. And anyway. Played with John Lennon, played with George Harrison. He did a lot of stuff. Right. But the whistling at the end of Dock of the Bay, that was a placeholder. They had run out of lyrics, and they said, you know, and these are words to live by for the rest of us, for the rest of our lives.
All right.
Otis Redding said, well, let's just kind of whistle into the microphone, and we'll get the lyrics put in next week.
Oh, I like that.
And he died.
He died.
He had died. He and three members of his group died in a plane crash.
Yeah.
And so they never got a chance to come back next week and put the lyrics in. So that's why that whistling is in there and why it's not particularly spectacular whistling. It was just put in there to hold the place. And then he told us another little thing. He said that if you'll notice, it has a really quick fade at the end.
Uh-huh.
That's because we really got off key.
Oh,
toward the end,
the whistling.
Well, that's Otis. It's Otis whistling.
Oh, is it? Oh, okay. All right, I want to shift gears with you because this weekend is something that I know is near and dear to your heart, and that's we're going to do a little Graham. It's Graham Nash.
Yeah, I'm just saying, I'm not going to play the whole thing. Obviously, I get sued. But I'm sitting in a room, and all of a sudden, this breaks out. Yeah. Must have it cold. I mean. That's cool.
That's cool.
It?
Yeah, you and like 88 other people getting to hear a Graham Nash concert. Yeah.
Someone asked me today. They said, "Was it legal for you to do this recording?" And I said, "I don't know, but if you look at the crowd, there's about 700 iPhones stuck up in the air all at the
We're
same time."
We're all doing time, that so, exactly right. So anyway, something near and dear to your heart's Lemonade Day, and that's this weekend.
It is this weekend.
Yes. Are you judging?
No. This is the best tasting.
It's May 1st. Yeah. Sunday, May 1st.
Now, who gets to judge that, and what is the criteria for the best tasting lemonade?
Well, it's usually it's one of our people. I don't know who's doing it.
Patrick, do you know who's representing us?
No.
Zach, are you doing it?
I might be. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Told
all right.
me anything.
Okay. All right.
Okay. It's been Kevin for some time.
Okay.
And Frito and Katie have done it a couple of times. And I don't know. I guess I need to find out. But anyway, it's over at Blue Baker,
and it's
the best tasting. And they, it's not all the kids. I think this time there's about 10 of them. They get in a little circle around there, and they do the taste testing and all. But Lemonade Day is May 1st, and... You know what we do here at the old Rodeo Ranch? We get ourselves a bunch of $5 bills, and we send our street team out, and their only job is to buy lemonade from these kids. I think the going rate's a buck, but you know we're gonna make their day
extra.
A little bit. We'll do a little extra, but we usually go try to hit about 40 or 50 lemonade stands, and I think that's a cool thing to do.
I did
have one year this one of our street team guys. Came back and handed me a stack of cups, of empty cups, and said, here's our receipt.
Very good. So anyway, so the best tasting is going to be at Blue Baker this weekend, and then Lemonade Day is the first week in May. And, participate and do what you wish, okay? Hey, I had a Star Trek story, but I don't have time.
I'm just saying, in a world where Bernie Sanders is making his moves, we need a few more Lemonade Days.
Yeah.
I moved to the Brazos Valley in 1984, and I'm embarrassed to tell you that I've been to Anderson, Texas less than a handful of times. And for a guy who loves history and beauty, well, Anderson is about as historic and pretty as they come. Just the Grimes County Courthouse alone is an architectural delight for the eyes, so when you're taking a ride around looking at the beauty of this part of Texas, stop by Anderson. I found Evelyn Chimchak doing what she does every day, managing the senior center right across from the courthouse. She's lived just down the road from Anderson 34 years. And what she loves the most?
Oh, well, I just love the countryside. It's a beautiful place to live, and it's quiet. And I don't know how long that will last, but we're enjoying it as we can. The people are friendly. You don't have to be afraid. You feel safe.
Now, sure, there have been changes in Anderson, Texas, but the charm of this town is that there hadn't been many.
I think that's probably the feeling of most people here. The changes are not that much. I grew up in this area. I went to school in Navasota, and I lived in Stoneham, if you know where that is, about near there, Blue Bonnet Country. And when we got married, and we built here, and I've been here ever since.
Yep, there's new and there's old.
Recently, we've gotten Subway in, and of course, the little store across the street has been here for many, many years.
Yeah, that's Anderson Market. Now, I ask Evelyn Chimchak, why should people who are going up and down Highway 6 from Houston to Bryan College Station, why should they venture off, go up Highway 90 to Anderson? What's the attraction?
Well, probably just the historic homes. And now we have the little park here next door to us, the Confederate Park. Just the buildings are still as they were. This building is about 170 years old.
Yeah, that's the senior center now. What did it start out as?
I don't know. I'm sure there's people maybe that could tell you. I know that it has been two grocery stores.
And now it's the Grimes County Senior Center, which Evelyn Chimchak manages. And they get anywhere from 6, 8, as many as 16 folks that come there every day and just play games and visit and talk about the history of Anderson. History that is all around them.
We've got the little historic houses out here in the historical park, and people come to see those, and they'll go down to the inn, and they have coach rides. I don't know if it's every Saturday or certain Saturdays. They have the rides back and forth from the inn to here in Anderson, and people enjoy that, especially on bright, sunny days.
Now, the inn she talks about, that's the Fanthorpe Inn. But that's a whole nother Bravo Brazos Valley. Anderson, Texas, what a wonderful little town. It's a Bravo Brazos Valley. That's brought to you by Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley. I'm Tom Turbeville.
Cherry Rufino from Caldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, bringing you your 2015 housing market update. Average sales price, $215,000, up 6%. Average days on the market, 65 days from 125. Currently, we have 75 days of inventory available. Call us, Agtown Realtors, for a free market evaluation, 979-846-8400. Caldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, the trusted source of innovative real estate solutions, creating exceptional experiences for all we serve.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756 or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
7 till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Ben staying in here because...
Zach, you're off the hook. KO is MC. Lene Scoggins told me. I just got the text. She was listening, and her job was to correct my errors, which is nothing new there. Anyway, she says the judges are representatives from sponsors, both cities and both school districts. So there's some serious judging going on.
Well, I was getting all excited because I have a very sophisticated palate and a big bladder. So waiting for it.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you all.
We had a little bit too much coverage yesterday.
We had a little bit too much information today.
Yeah, sorry. Prince passing away.
I thought Brahms had died for a while.
Yeah, I know. It was just when Scott Pelley closes the CBS Evening News with 3 minutes of Prince music, I'm going, I don't know. I think they're missing their demo.
Yeah, it's okay. It's fine. He a lot of number one songs and,
yep.
and generally, GRAC, generally recognized as crazy.
Yep.
And so that's fine.
And Wolf Blitzer on CNN, of course, also made mention of Prince's first movie, Purple Haze. So that was good, too. Just saying. All right. No. Wolf doesn't know.
No, he
doesn't.
He said Wolf's smart. He's supposed to know better.
Well, he's yelling at producers who are supposed to know better.
Now, they were both great guitar players.
Yeah, okay, so maybe that's what it is. All right, here we go.
Yeah.
that's it.
Phil Hill, better known as UFO Phil, has a new streaming video program.
He's not better known as anything.
Okay. Helps people deal with the stress of being forcibly taken to other planets.
Well, thank goodness.
The extraterrestrial guru claims he knows all too well the damage that bad aliens can do.
Dang it, why didn't I think of that? That's the kind of million-dollar idea.
He says, I want to use my own experience to reach out to others. His show will be called You Can Keep a Secret, supposedly broadcast from an underground compound beneath Hollywood. UFO Phil. Past exploits have included trying to build full-size stone pyramids on top of Pikes Peak, Alcatraz Island, and behind the Hollywood sign.
Just got to talk it out, baby.
That's it.
Just talk it out.
Last-minute deal between Viacom and Dish TV saved Dish viewers from getting the plug pulled on a bunch of their TV networks.
Great.
Yeah. That world's just changing. That's all there is to it.
Why is it news that the deal got done?
No.
How many deals don't get done? Well, let's see.
It's kind of like the budget deal in D.C. It's not done until, it's done.
It's done, yeah.
Yeah. Mark Burnett, who doesn't have enough money, the survivor of the Shark Tank, the voice guy, now going to be doing a hip-hop talent show on MTV.
Well, I hear the name Purple Haze is available.
Yeah, it is. It is. Hey, this is now, Zach, this is kind of cool.
What's up?
Tom Brady, one of the most decorated players in sports history, had a rough road to the Patriots. A quarterback tells Us Weekly he was a late bloomer, did not play football until his freshman year of high school, and no idea how to put his pants on the first day of practice.
Well, he got drafted like in the sixth round or something like
out
that.
Out of Michigan, is that right?
Yeah, and he's got a pretty famous draft pick, I guess, for the NFL Combine. He's pudgy and ran a slow 40.
And is married now to a supermodel who makes more money than he does.
Yeah, he made out okay.
Yeah.
What? Decorated? What an odd choice of words.
How so?
One of the most decorated.
One
of the most decorated football quarterbacks.
Well, he
in
pays
history.
People no telling
to
how
to decorate
much money.
Him.
Yeah,
to make him look good. Yeah.
It would be interesting to see NFL players in their dress blues with all their badges and awards hanging down.
Oh, it'd be interesting.
Yeah,
it
would.
So you hear about the steak bandit at the Walmart in Longview?
No.
An unidentified beef bandit.
Did they evacuate the parking lot?
No, they didn't. Oh. He shoplifted meat from Walmart in Longview, took off on a race that went over 100 mile an hour at some point, was throwing meat out of the window as he was
getting rid of the evidence.
Yeah, exactly.
Look, wolves, we can get rid of the evidence here.
Deputies finally apprehended the guy in Upshur County. Yesterday, Ben, we found out about Delta County, Texas. Did you know that there was a Delta County, Texas?
I could play along.
No, I had no idea.
Where is this Delta County,
actually,
Texas?
It's just east of Commerce, if you know where Commerce is. You going to watch Soap Opera Swords?
No, don't watch it.
Oh, okay. Kevin, you might want to, Patrick, you might be interested in knowing. Well, no, Kevin was a fan, too, I think. Patrick, you might want to know that.
Yes, but Kevin's not here. See, that's my tip-off. Why we shouldn't use his name.
Okay. Zach, you're a fan, too?
Yeah.
All right, anyway.
I even read the books.
Did you? Oh, wait a minute.
Oh,
no,
nerd.
No.
Oh. Yeah. Y'all didn't even know I could read, did you?
No, it's just the idea. If you break out into some discussion with people and you say that, they're going to go, oh, wait, you know the real story.
Not anymore.
No,
no. They've run past it. They've run past
the books.
Yeah, the
books really don't hold up to the show anymore.
Okay. Anyway, Soap Opera Swords on HBO has already
announced. That's what I was saying about Vikings the other day.
It's picked up
If you're a historical person, that's funnier than you know. That's actually really darn funny, what I just said. But it is so nerdy, no one will know. No one will get it.
Did you see the University of Alabama found a Viking outpost in Canada
this
week? They did. You might want to read up on that.
I doubt it.
Okay. The network HBO has also ordered more Veep. If you haven't seen Veep, watch it and thank us later.
But not you, Mom.
No, don't let the children
sit in. I'm still trying to find the time to watch Buckets.
Yeah! No kidding. What can I say? How about that, Zach? Have you watched Buckets?
Buckets?
Yeah.
Or Baskets.
Yeah, isn't that the one with the old face?
Zach Galifianakis. Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty funny. Yeah. They're changing the spelling bee rules. Did you hear about that?
I heard you mentioning it this morning, but I'm afraid I sort of drifted away. There was a cat that needed to talk.
We're just trying to keep you plugged into popular culture.
And I appreciate
that. Like mayonnaise on grilled cheese?
Ugh.
17-year-old in Essex, England, passed his driving test on the first attempt. That's not uncommon, but what in fact is uncommon is that he hit a deer while he was taking his test, and he still passed.
Get that one out of the way.
Because he was driving on the wrong side of the road.
Yeah.
We had a street team guy from East.